even having a kid, having a Pinai, a full-blooded Ilocana, born here in Seton Medical Center, you know, like, and she's surrounded opposite, like, from when I grew up. Yep. She's surrounded by Pinoys, you know, and she goes to, when Rod teaches at Skyline, she goes to his class, meets all his students, you know, all, and the, all the Filipinos, and then the work that we do in PEP, and Pinoy Pinay Educational Partnerships in San Francisco, like, she's surrounded by all the students that we teach, you know, like, kindergarten all the way to doctorate students, all Filipino, all in college, all, you know, all striving to be doctors, teachers, counselors, whatever. Like, who grows up in an environment like that? And so, like, for me, I feel like that's kind of my struggle right now, my own identity, is how do I raise a Pinay to be proud of herself?
Right, since you had struggle, you had...
Yeah, but then I can protect her from everything, you know, like, she's going to go through it.
She has to experience it on her
own. And she's four. When she was 2.5, she asked me why she didn't have blonde hair. Why she don't have blue eyes like
Barbie.
Not Barbie, but that fucking movie, what's it called? Tangled.
Oh.
You know, like, like all the different, like, Disney movies, mm-hmm. everything she watches, she's like, wow, Mom, I want to be white, you know? I was like, whoa. See, I can't even protect her from that.
Because even though you're growing up with all these Filipinos.
Exactly.
It's always media.
Exactly. Right? There's so many outside forces that I can't protect her from, but I can help her understand.
Right.
And if I can do that, then hopefully, you know, she'd still be proud of who she is. But at the same time, I need her to struggle because she's going to have to. And I'm just going to have to be there for her like my parents were.